A court has heard that telecoms company Air employed a deliberate policy aimed at preventing customers from logging complaints. District Court Judge Anthony Halpin branded the company a disgrace and said it should apologise to its staff, who were threatened with disciplinary action if they did not adhere to the policy. Air was today fined €7,500 after pleading guilty to 12 counts of breaching regulations governing how complaints should be handled by providers. Our court's reporter Vivian Traynor was in court. Vivian, the case taken by ComReg, what did they say Air was doing wrong?
Well, Brian, it involves breaches of what's known as Universal Service Regulations and the ComReg Code of Practice, which has a statutory basis. These regulations and codes of practice set out the mechanism through which complaints should be resolved. It includes being able to make a complaint, for example, at the first point of contact or being told how to make a complaint, how complaints are recorded, the time frame under which they're dealt with, the procedure. For example, customers are supposed to be given a unique identifier and the complaint acknowledged within 2 days. The complaint should be resolved within 10 days, and if it's not resolved, customers should be given an email address. Now, Michelle O'Donnell from ComReg's compliance section told the district court today that it had received a number of complaints from Air customers alleging that they were simply unable to make a complaint, lodge a complaint, or that complaints were remaining unacknowledged or unresolved for several weeks and even months in some cases. So that's what led them to investigate Air.
There was mention of a training manual for staff with specific instructions.
Yeah, as part of that investigation, they discovered that there was a complaints management manual, and it included instructions for staff about how to deal with complaints. On one of the pages, outlined and underlined, outlined in a red box, it had said, "Under no circumstances are the complaints number or complaints web page address to be provided to any customer. An agent found to be doing this will be the subject of disciplinary procedures under call avoidance." Another part of that same manual suggested that complaints should only be progressed or passed on to the complaints line if a customer used certain trigger words or phrases. Now, these included, for example, if a customer said, "I want a reference for ComReg," or "I want to log a formal complaint," this might indicate then that this customer was aware of their rights or aware of the regulations. If they simply said something like, "I want to complain," "I want to talk to your manager," "I want to talk to a supervisor," that complaint would not be progressed in line with the regulations. And customers were sometimes offered a callback, which may or may not happen. Now, Judge Anthony Halpin said this was an aggravating factor. He said it was a disgrace that staff were threatened with disciplinary action for simply complying with Irish law.
And any response in court from Air, Vivian?
Yeah, counsel for Air, Hugh McDool, said he was instructed to apologise to customers, to the court and to ComReg for the failings. He was prompted by the judge to perhaps apologise to staff as well because of that manual. He said that since these breaches were identified, Air had taken immediate action to improve compliance. They had additional training, more staff put in place, and the complaints team now review the log on a daily basis. And he said that over the 2 years covered by the summonses before the court today, the company had received 4.6 million calls to customer care, and there had been a general downward trend of complaints since then. He had offered to make a charitable donation on behalf of the company. The judge said it wasn't a case in which he could allow that. He said this was a very serious case, and he imposed fines of €750 on each of 10 counts to which the company had pleaded guilty. Now, Barbara Delaney from ComReg said this was an important case to highlight customer rights.
The main message is that you are entitled to lodge a complaint. You must get a complaint reference. You must get an acknowledgement within 2 days. You must get a response or an answer within 10 days. Know your rights. ComReg can help you know your rights through comreg.ie. If you know those, you can then, I suppose, make sure that those rights are upheld yourself. But you can still come to ComReg then if that's not happening. Obviously, we will be continuing to monitor this, and hopefully Aircom and other service providers will ensure that this key fundamental right is put in place. Businesses in Ireland, electronic communications companies, cannot do business without actually allowing their customers to complain to them. That is a fundamental of doing business here. It's a right, and ComReg is very serious to make sure that that right is upheld.
Barbara Delaney of ComReg ending that report from Vivian Traynor.